Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, what's going on, friends? I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 24, Ben Glaze and yours truly, reviewing and roasting recent segments from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. The full show is available on my Patreon. It goes about 1 hour. That can be found at patreon.com, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You can get lost with that 7-day free trial in the in all the content. Like I said, there's 24 episodes of Who Are These Free Beers. Go there, check it out. Even hate listen. I love the hate listeners. The hate listeners make me happier than most. Excellent job. I appreciate you supporting. Anyway, the free trial, this is how it works. You sign up with a payment form, like a credit card, whatever, and then cancel it. And I'm still giving you the 7 days for free. Then you get the 7 days, and there's no chance that you'll be charged at the end of the 7 days if you don't like it, you know? But I'm betting you will like it, and you'll be like, well, I got to keep this going. So then you just sign up again and throw $5 or $10 a month at it. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. Enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
You don't know where I've been!
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
After the break, the most chilling radio moment of the year. Fridge or no fridge for hot sauce. The heat is on. This is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Who are these free beers?
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? This is the 24th episode live stream / recording of the show. I'm EZ. Ben Glaze is here. Hi, Ben.
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
Ben, take it away. Where are we going to start this show today?
All right. Well, Free Beer brings to the show a conversation that was had off the air that perhaps should have stayed off the air.
There was a discussion about donuts. And I thought the beginning was very unfair because Kelly mentioned that she likes a good glazed donut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I predict that this is going to turn naughty?
No, it doesn't at all. It stays serious about donuts the whole time.
I thought, you know, because typically whenever they bring up something that could, you could deal into like a sexual nature.
Right, like glaze.
She'd be like, oh, yeah, I like glaze all over my face or something like that. Right. But no, it's surprising.
No.
And then Hot Wings and Steve started yelling at her that glazed donuts aren't real donuts.
Yeah, they did.
And those are for trash people.
Yeah.
And that's not accurate. A glazed donut is as good a donut as anything else. It just depends on your preference. No, it's not an inferior donut by nature.
Nah,
it's not like you're saying, hey, who wants some donuts or this bran?
Okay, this is that old formula. Throw anything out, and if there's dissension, it's comedy gold.
Right.
And it's not.
No.
It's just two people yelling at each other saying, it sucks. It's good. It's good. It sucks.
Yeah, what's superior? Well, I think this is, but no, I think this is. That's all this segment is.
That's awful. Fucking kill me.
So next, Steve talks. So, yay, it's time for donut superiority.
Yeah. Poor Steve.
I do remember how the conversation started.
Okay, maybe that'll help me.
Because we talked about donut superiority. There is a hierarchy between
100%.
Mom and pop bakery and big chain donut.
Absolutely.
So we talked about how if it was up to us, if it was up to me and Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Every single time, 100 times out of 100, you're going to the good bakery, the good local bakery.
You know, those have been made overnight. They're like minutes to maybe a couple hours fresh.
Yeah.
Like they are right on.
I you know, when you have the two, when those two commandeer the talk of all the people.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you can get away with it when there's a lot being kicked around, little smoke, little mirrors, little razzle dazzle here and there. But oh no. This is not just good.
Just a boring train.
God damn.
All right, so now we have Hot Wings and Kelly on chain donuts versus bakery donuts.
So wait a minute. Would a chain donut be Dunkin'?
Yes.
And a bakery donut would be like if it's owned by a person who lives here.
Like Sandy's Donuts, something like that.
Or your wife's donuts.
Yes, exactly. Correct.
I don't know why you went with Sandy's, because you're married to a donut queen, goddamn it.
That's right. I forgot.
All right. I would argue everything's fine. Let's move on to the next goddamn topic.
Exactly.
We were talking about the chain donuts, and I said, so you're telling me that you would rather have chain donuts versus the bakery donuts?
And I said yes to that specific chain because the bakery donuts are going to be like Reese's and banana flavor, and it's all cake donut.
What are you talking about?
And I was like, I don't want a cake donut. I want the OG glazed donut.
And then the conversation shifted.
Yes.
Because then Steve says, wait, you really think the glazed donut came before the regular cake donut?
Fuck you. Okay? Fuck you.
Yeah. This is not... I really don't think it's worthy of talking about on the air.
No. It goes nowhere. You just throw in anything and just act indignant, dig your heels in, and they think it's gold. And it's not at all.
And it lasted for 12 minutes.
Oh, no. You see, then it just... Whenever we had those that went too long, like even if it started out good, I would sometimes be like, all right, let's wrap it up. I mean, alarm bells are going off in your head. Let's wrap this up and move it on, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
But no, they don't listen to that.
Well, now we delve even further into donuts, Eric. It's time to find out what's superior, cake or yeast donuts.
Come on.
So you prefer a yeast donut. Those are the ones that rise. I'm with you. That is the superior donut to the cake donut.
And the OG. And, you know, they don't just do a plain yeast donut. They do plain cake donuts. And that's cake.
Right.
That's cake in a donut shape.
So her big dig your heels in is that cake donuts are not donuts. They're cake.
I think it's important to point out that though this is going on,
Yeah.
No one's ever had this conversation.
Right.
You know how there's always point, counterpoint to just about everything in the world. College football to pro, or, you know.
NBA. I don't know why I chose another sports
certain
analogy.
Foods, but cake versus yeast.
Right.
No one's ever done that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, now they have. So let's see. Is a cake donut a donut? Here's a Kelly hot take. Oh, hot, hot, hot.
You can also glaze a cake donut, though, too.
Yeah, but it's a cake donut, so it's cake. It's not a donut. Right. I mean, everybody who likes a regular yeast donut knows that when you bite into a cake donut thinking it's a yeast one, that's the worst.
Okay. So if I'm the producer of this show.
Yeah.
Who, you know, typically a radio producer was always supposed to be like more so than just too often people who pick up the phone and edit audio are called producers.
Right.
Producers actually are supposed to be like program directors for the morning show. So that when the show is shit, the producer kicks in the goddamn door and goes, move on.
Yeah.
No, we're doing that. What the fuck, you know?
Right.
This, I would be like this. My face in my hands right now if I was on that show. And I'd be like, stop.
Yeah.
Stop it.
This is, you'd be the one to call out it being stupid and ready to move on. Yeah.
Wow. My God. And it's too bad nobody emailed in, because then Freebear would get all pissy and use his I'm pissed off.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Which, by the way, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, me neither. I always hope to come across it, because you've always brought those clips. But yeah, it's been a while.
In the back of my mind, I'm like, he heard us making fun of him. And he's trying not to do it, which would be fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now we're moving on from donuts to the toppings.
Oh,
do you prefer glaze or frosting? Let's go to Free Beer and Hot Wings for their thoughts.
Yeah. Do you like your cinnamon rolls unglazed, Hot Wings?
Cinnamon rolls? No, I like glaze on cinnamon rolls.
So you're pro glaze.
And that's also frosting. That's not really glaze. That's frosting.
It's both. But yeah, I like the ones with frosting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no!
Such a boring conversation.
Uh-huh.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, all right, because no one would ever have this conversation off of the air. They would have real conversations, kind of like what we're doing right now. They would have a real conversation about something. But
true.
At no point would the mics go off and go, hey, guys, you know, as we're driving to Kokomo for a live show, I wanted to know what you thought about glaze on donuts.
Yeah. Is it superior to frosting?
You fucking dicks. Holy shit.
I've got two clips left from this segment. The first one is Maitland joins in with some wisdom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Never good.
Maitland, do you want to be on this?
I think you guys are mixing up glaze, icing, and frosting. They're three different things.
Oh, we've added another variable.
Yeah, there's three different types, she says.
Okay, great. And this continues. They break it down, right?
Yeah, that's the last clip of the segment. Is she elaborates on the difference between icing and frosting.
Fuck yes, man. Why not? Why not?
Glaze is much thinner and more transparent than icing or frosting.
Agreed. What is the difference between icing?
Shut up, you stupid twit.
And frosting.
Icing is what goes on top of a cinnamon roll because it pours. It's more liquid. It pours nicely. Like, have you ever had a cookie with like royal icing? That's not frosting. That pours and it has like a nice.
No, I like America cookies.
Sheen to it.
Yeah.
Frost. I like America cookies. That's his joke.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I like
America
cookies.
The thing is, actually, I mean, if you're going to go cake, that's way superior.
And yeah, then there's frosting, which is nice and thick. Then you got your buttercream, which is fluffy.
Buttercream is the
that's
way.
That's a whole thing.
If I were there, I would have said, I like cum. Put cum on my cookies. I'm going to eat my own cum.
Give me some jizz.
They're all in the frosting family.
Buttercream on top of a cream-filled donut is the best.
Can't be real.
Yes.
Cannot be real. And the fact that the mics go off and they're, That's another win.
Yeah.
Another win for us.
People had to stay in their cars to hear that full 12 minutes of discussion because they just couldn't stand the thought of going, getting out and missing glaze versus frosting.
That is it, my free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? The full show goes an hour, and you can get it at patreon.com/Eric Zane. And I have hours and hours of Who Are These Free Beers shows on there. But that's only a small portion of my Patreon. Some of my haters are like, he's riding their coattails. Oh, he'd be nothing without them. Dickhead, I've got thousands of episodes of different shows that I've made on my Patreon. Thanks so much for checking this out. Till next time, bye-bye.